Okay. For those who don't remember, we left off in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara has to pinpoint exactly when the Chiyuv Mamon is Chal. It's important to know with respect to Kam Leibedi Rab Mine, because the only time you say that you're Loike Vein Mishalim, or you get the Misun, you don't have to pay if it's Biyidno, it has to be Bevasachas. You have to pinpoint exactly when is the Chiyuv Mamon Chal. And then it's also relevant for collecting from the Yorushim. For example, we mentioned a while ago, there's a famous comment that the Nemuki Yosef has in Bava Kama. And there are more quotes at Aloha Lamaisa. Shaila, whether she really passed like that more, she's not happy with the Ramo, but the Ramo quotes the following from the Nemuki Yosef. The Gemara in Bava Kama in the second Perek has a machleg zabiachar meish lokesh. What's the nature of the Chiyuv Eish? If a person takes a torch and he burns down somebody's house, that's not Eish, that's Odom HaMazik. He just used the fire as a weapon, but he's an Odom HaMazik. What if the person had a barbecue and he thought that he put out the fire, and it turns out that he didn't? Kiseitze Eish, Me'atzma Mashma, the Gemara says. He didn't pour water out. He did pour the water, and then he didn't realize that he didn't succeed in putting out the fire. And then because of his slight negligence, the whole city burns down. So he's chayv to pay. That's the parsha of Eish. So do you say Eish is Odom HaMazik, Eish Mishum Chitzok? It's considered as if he shot an arrow, as if he shot a bullet, as if he shot an arrow, and he's chayv mitam Odom HaMazik. But he say no, Eish Mishum Amono. Not considered Odom HaMazik. If he takes the fire and he does an act of arson on purpose, that for sure is Odom HaMazik. But if he thought that he extinguished the flame, kiseitze yesh, motza kotzim, the Gemara says, kiseitze yesh, meyatzma mashma. So we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, there are only three cases in the Gemara where there's a machlek Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, and the later generations, they decided to paskin like Rishlokish. This is not one of the three cases, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rishim Mishim Chitzav is considered as if the person is continuing to do it the whole time. So the Nemuki Yosef on that Gemara in the second parak in Bava Kama on Daf Chav Beis has this famous kasha, Rishim Mishim Chitzav is considered as if the person is doing it the whole time. So how does anybody bench licht on Friday afternoon and the candles continue to burn into Shabbos? So Rishim Mishim Chitzav is considered as if the person is doing an act of Havara on Shabbos. That's his kasha. So all Achreinim Pe Echad, they all give one answer, and the Nemuki Yosef doesn't give that answer. All Achreinim say, yeah, it's considered your ma'ase, but you're doing the ma'ase b'shei the altas. In order to be a machal Shabbos, in order to be considered on Shabbos, you have to do a kum v'yasei on Shabbos. Not sufficient that you lit the candles on Erev Shabbos. That's kum v'yasei b'chol doesn't matter. It's only called a malach if you do a kum v'yasei b'Shabbos. Here, you're totally shei the altas, so there's no chilul Shabbos. But that's not the answer that the Nemuki Yosef gives. The Nemuki Yosef gives a different answer. And he gives you an afkemina ledina, and the Ramah quotes the psak of the Nemuki Yosef and Choshe Mishpat. He says, true, Isha Mishum Chitzo is considered as if I burnt down the whole city, but whatever will be accomplished, the Balabasta lights candles, and the candles are going to burn, let's say, maximum 6 hours. Going to go out 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night, the candles are going to go out. So the entire burning of the candles is attributed to the woman. She ben shlicht a 6:45 in the evening. It's considered as if she burnt the whole candle at 6:45. Whatever results later, it takes hours and hours and hours. It's going to burn till 1 o'clock at night. It's considered as if she burnt the entire candle. It's included in what she did in the beginning. It's considered as if she did the whole thing on Erev Shabbos. So that's why it's mutar on Shabbos. So he says, but it's neger to nezikin. He says, let's say a person wanted to burn down the whole city on purpose. B'shogeg b'meis, it doesn't make a difference. He made a barbecue on Thursday night, and he wasn't careful. And the barbecue, and then he thought he put out the flames, and he didn't succeed in putting it out. And it's burning, 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 burns for 3 days straight. And it made a hefsed mamon, $1 million, a hefsed mamon. The whole community burnt out. But he got a heart attack on Friday morning. After $100 worth of hefsid, he got a heart attack, and the whole $1 million worth of hefsid took place after he died. So the Nemuki Yosef said, it's considered as if the entire $1 million hefsid is contained within the action that he did on Thursday night when he made the barbecue. And even though he's dead when it happened, but he was alive when he put the whole thing in motion when he made the barbecue in the first place. So the din is that you can collect from the Yorshim. He was nishtabda nechasov. The din is you can only collect from the Yorshim if he left karka. If he left nechasim mishubadim. The Gemara has such a lashon. Inech lem avim achrayis nechasim. That's on daf lamedalim and base. If the father died and he left karka as opposed to metaltalim, so metaltalim the yasmi lo mishtabdil abachav. You can't collect from metaltalim, but if someone owed money and he left karka, then you can collect from the yorshim. The din is you can collect from the lokuchas. Let's say a person borrowed money, a loiva borrowed money from the malva, and then he sells his karka to the lokuchas. So do you have the right? Does the malva have a right to? He goes to the loiva gambled away all his money. He's broke. Doesn't have a penny to his name. So you can't collect from the loiva. Can you collect from the lokuchas who bought the karka from the loiva? So the din is you can collect if number one if there's karka metalklim anat tachas shibra malva. Only if he sold metaltalim, only if he sold karka, and number two, only if it's a milvah bishtar. If it's a milvah peh, you can't collect from the lekuchas because milvah bishtar is isle kola, milvah bal peh is leisle kola, because whoever borrows money, man de yosef, bitzino yosef, whoever borrows money wants to keep it a secret, does want the whole world to know that he's in need of money. So since it's going to be a concern of seder the lekuchas, so they made a din, you can't, even if minatur you can collect from the lekuchas, but the Rabbanim, you can't collect. They are mafkir, the Shiba Nechasim, in the case of Milva Peh. It's only Shiba Nechasim on Milva Bishtar. So that difference, you can only collect from the Lukuchas. If it's a Milva Bishtar, Milva Peh, you can't collect. That's only if you want to collect from the Lukuchas. What if you want to collect from the Yorshim? So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Rabbayu, Milva Peh, Govim and Ayorshim. They are Govim and Alukuchas. Milva Peh, you can't collect from the Yorshim. But you cannot collect from karka. In that sense, it's the same as the lekuchas. If the loiva sold the karka to lekeach, so if it's karka, then the malva will be able to collect as a shibin lechosim. If he sold metaltalim, so there's no shibin lechosim on metaltalim. So that difference between karka versus metaltalim appears, applies both to collecting from the lekuchas and collecting from the ocean. But the halacha that by lekuchas we're concerned Babsede the Lukuchas, if it's a Mova Ped, Leisle Kola, because Manda Yosef, Bitsina Yosef, is Babsede the Lukuchas, if we say you have no right to collect, that's only if you're talking about Lukuchas, talking about Yorshim, so then you can even collect Al Milva Ped. So the Nemuk Yosef has this din. Let's say the fellow made the barbecue on Thursday evening, and then he went home after the barbecue was all up. He thought the fire was out. He went home, and he didn't realize the whole fire keeps on catching flame, and it burns down the whole city. And there's $1 million worth of hefsid. But he got a heart attack on Friday morning. He died before the whole hefsid occurred. So the Nekei Yosef writes, it doesn't matter. And the Rambam Paskin is like, it doesn't matter. Since at the end of the day, all of this was a toitzor, this all came from the fact that he made the barbecue. On Thursday night, we consider it as if everything is contained within the initial act of making the barbecue. Nishtabda Nechasov, and he left Karka. Nishtabda Nechasov, and all of the Nizokim can collect from the Yorshim, because it's a gloy milsalam afreya that the chiyuv to pay $1 million didn't set in on Friday afternoon and Shabbos and on Sunday. The chiyuv to pay set in from the time he made the barbecue, from the very beginning. That's the chiddush of the Nemuk Yosef. The Rambam quotes it lalocha, and the Ketzer Chosheim is unhappy with this. He thinks that we shouldn't paskan like that Rambam because there's a Tosfos who disagrees with the Nemuk Yosef. So it's important to pinpoint when the chiyuv moment sets in. It's important, it's relevant to kamlei b'derabmenei, because you have to determine, is it b'yidna? And it's relevant to nishtabdu hanachasim. If the fellow died, did the chiyuv to pay the money, was the chiyuv, did it set in, was it chal earlier, while he was still alive? Or did the chiyuv to pay the moment set in, after he died already? If the chiyuv set in after he died, there's no chiyuv on dead people. Dead people, they're not chiyuv to pay anything. But if the chiyuv set in, igloi milsal mafreya, the chiyuv set in while he was alive, then the shtabda hanachosim, and then the nizokin can collect from the yorshim.
Shouldn't the Rashba be put elastic off to this particular bit from the Yosef? The Rashba says that you, 2 weeks ago, it says you say that he still has a relief the moment when fire is burning, even though no one do anything. Those in the roof as long as fire is burning. Sounds like he's still doing some ma'aseh. His ma'aseh's mamish done. So why would the Rashba say?
Okay. Could well be. Could well be. Okay. The Rashba is a pella. We don't understand it to begin with. So one will try to interpret the Rashba. So we'll have to keep this in mind also. Does he all like the Nemuki Yosef or like Tiktsais? Okay. It's a good point. Very good point. So the Gemara quoted a memre. The Gemara right smack in the middle of Lamed Aleph on base quotes a statement of Rav Papa from Bob Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph and Aleph, where he's talking about a different issue. He's talking about Kamla B'di Rab Mine. When the fellow rents a behemah, and he's going to pay $50 for the use of the animal for the day. But there's a din lo sachsim shabadisho, so he's supposed to let the animal be free to nibble on the food while it's doing the work, while it's doing the daish work. And he muzzles the animal. So the Gemara says he's going to get malchus if they'll give him hasor. He's going to get malchus for violating lo sachsim shabadisho, and he's going to have to pay an additional $5. He owes him $50 for renting the animal, for the use of the animal for the day. He has to pay him another $5, which he cheated him because it was assumed that the animal is going to be nibbling $5 worth of food while it's doing the work. So the Gemara asked the question, how can the Braisa say that he's like a mishalim? What happened to the din of kom lebi derabinim? So the Gemara's one answer is, it goes like Reb Meir. He's the guilty culprit over here. That's the Mishnah in Makis. The Gemara quoted on the previous daf. The Gemara quoted on Lamed Beis on the base. Rav Meir holds in the Mishnah Makis that there's no kamle with the rabbinate by Malkus and Mammon, Yoz Loik and Mishal. Okay, so one answer they give is the Gemara only goes like Rav Meir. Rav Papa says it has nothing to do with Rav Meir. The only time there's an issue, the only time there's a dispute between Rav Meir and Chachamim, whether you say kamle with the rabbinate by Malkus and Mammon is if it's Beidna, if the Chiyab Mammon comes simultaneously with the Chiyab Malkus. Here, Chiyab Mammon came from the time he rented the animal. It was self-understood. It's not only $50. $50 in check and $5 in food. And if he's not going to let the animal eat, so he has to pay the balabas. $5? So the $5 he became a chuyev, even though they never spelled it out. That's self-understood. It's $55, however much it's going to charge him for the day. It's that, plus $5 worth of food. So the chuyev to pay the $5 was chal the minute he rented the animal, even if it turns out he never uses the animal at all. Let's say I rent an apartment for a year and I don't move in. Then at the end of the year, I tell the balabas, I tell the landlord, I don't want to pay the rent because I never use the apartment. But you have the right to use the apartment. Even if you never use it, you have the right to use it. So you got to pay. So if I rent an animal, I rent an automobile because I'm going to have a date. And then the girl calls up and she cancels the date. So I want my money back. What do you mean? You rented the right to use the automobile, even if you never use it. But you had the right to use it. So you got to pay the rental. See here also. He rented the animal for $50. Whether he uses it, he doesn't use it, he has to pay the $50. And it's self-understood, $50 plus $5. So he owes him $55. So the chiyuv to pay the extra $5 was chal when he rented the animal. The chiyuv for the malchus is when he does the threshing, when he does the disha, when he does the aveira of muzzling the animal while it's doing the work. So since the chiyuv mamon preceded the chiyuv malchus, that's where our papa says, Mishas Mishicha, who dis chayv leibim zeneser. When the fellow who rented the animal took it from the maskif, from the one who's renting it, and the one who's renting it no longer has the right to say, give it back, I changed my mind. I made a kinyan Mishicha on it. So he can't back out anymore. And I have the right to use it. So Mishas Mishicha, who dis chayv leibim zeneser. I became a chayv to pay the extra $5 when I rented it from the store. Just like I became mechuyev to pay the $50 that we agreed upon, it's self-understood I became mechuyev to pay the extra $5 as well. And the malchus comes later, it's not b'yidna. So the Gemara says, that's the chiddush that Rav Papa is saying over here. One might have mistakenly thought the following. If a person, there are four kinds of shomim, a shomachinim and a shomachsocher, and a socher and a shoyl. Okay, so shoyl, a shomachinim is only chayv and pshia, Shamasocha is chayv in Geneva Abeda, and the shoyl is even chayv in Onsen. The only thing the shoyl is pata from is Mesa Machmas Meloch. If you borrow the animal to do some work, then the animal gets a heart attack and it drops dead. I did exactly the work. I described the work. I didn't make it work harder than I described. I said, I'm going to ride from Bennett Avenue to the Yeshiva every day on the horse. I need a horse to go up the hill. I told him what it is. I told him that he knows what the neighborhood is like. So I didn't make the horse work and I didn't get fatter. I didn't gain weight from the time that I rented the animal to the time that I used it. And the weather condition, nothing changed. Not too hot, not too cold, everything. And the hill didn't get steeper. Everything's exactly the same. So the animal dies. So I'm not mechuyev to pay. That's meisa machus malacha. That's the only thing the shoyel is potter for. So the Gemara has a shaila over here. What if I borrowed an animal? Shoyel, chai b'yonsin. I borrowed the animal. And 2 days later, the animal drops dead. Anoinus. The animal drops dead. The animal is worth $1,000. So when do I become mechuyev to pay the $1,000? When the animal drops dead? When the onus occurred and now it's worthless? And now I become mechuyev to pay the $1,000? Shoyel chai b'yonsin. And they say, no. Mishas mishichi, he became mechuyev b'yonsin. When I took it, that I made a kinyan, let's say I would want to buy the animal, purchase the animal. So I make a mishicha, I become mechuyev to pay the value of the animal, $1,000. So here, I didn't buy it, I borrowed the animal, but that's the halacha that the shoyel is chai b'yonsin. In the event that the oinus will occur and the animal will drop dead and it will be worthless, then maybe I should say, igloi milsa lemafreya, I became mechuyev to pay the $1,000, the value of the animal, at the time that I made the mishicha. So that's Rav Papa says it's not so. At the time, Rav Papa says, if I borrowed an animal on Thursday and I'm chai b'yonsin, and then on Shabbos, I kill the animal and I burn it in the incinerator. And everything that I did on Shabbos, it wasn't the reinus. I was mazik the animal. Everything I did was a chilul Shabbos. I shecht it and then I burn it. Everything is a malacha. So Rav Papa says that it's kam lebi derab minei. So the Gemara says that's b'emes achidush, that it's kam lebi derab minei. The chiyav misa of Shabbos is simultaneous with the chiyav onsen. One might have thought that just like Rav Papa says in Bob Metzia, when you rent the animal for $50, it's implicit that it's $55. The $5 is included. And that chiyuv to give the $5 a mezainis paschal mishas meshicha. So one might have thought, hachanami, when you shoyel, different case, when you borrow an animal, and in shoyel is chai b'yonsin, if an oinus will occur, or whatever will occur later, maybe I should say, it's igloi milsa lemafreya, that from the time that he made the meshicha, he was kind of the whole animal, and he owes $1,000, because he made a kinyan on the animal. So kamash malar papa, that's not correct. The $5 for the food that he became mechuyev when he rents the animal. The rental is $50, and implicitly is also $5 for the food. That's self-understood without saying it beferish. But the chiyav onsin, you don't say, if lebesof, an oinus occurs or something happens and the shoyel is unable to return the chepetz hashelo, you don't say, gloi milson la mafreya mishas mashichu hu dischai b'yonseho, the onim comes mechuyev mikan al habo, when the oinus occurs. Since the onus occurred, how did the animal become worthless? He shot the animal. He killed it. And he incinerated it. He threw it in the incinerator. Everything was with Chilul Shabbos, so that's covered with Kam Levi D'Rabbanei. He doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara later is not sure. The Gemara has two versions. Rava made a statement. We're going to have to read it. We're going to spend time. One version is Pliga D'Rapapa, and the other version is Vahinu D'Rapapa. We're not sure whether Rava agrees or disagrees with D'Rapapa. And the halacha lemaisa, it's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you pass like Rav Papa or you pass like that other version that Rava disagrees with the Rav Papa. So in Chosha Mishpat, there's a discussion. What would you say regarding a Shemachinam is chayv and pshia, Shemachachar is chayv and gnei aveda? Would you say this the same machlekas between Rav Papa and Rava, same machlekas the Rambam and the Ramban? That the Shemachinam agreed to function as a Shemachinam on Wednesday. And the Balabos goes away for a month. And then the Shemachinam is Poshea 2 weeks later. So would you say the Chiyuv to pay for Pshia is Chal from the moment that he borrowed the animal? Mishas Mashiach Hud Yishchai. Or he's a Shemachar. And not only he became a Shemachar on Wednesday, then 2 weeks later there's a Gnev Vaveda. So Shemachinam is only chayiv to watch, and if he's pashe, he's chayiv to pay. Shemachach is chayiv to watch a little better, because he's getting paid to watch. So in Gnei Baveda also, there's a little bit of negligence. There's a little bit of negligence by Gnei Baveda. If he would have watched better, the Gnei Baveda wouldn't have occurred. So do you say that by Shamasachas, Chaibin Reba Beda is also the same as Shamachinam, Chaibin Pshir. It's the same like as the Toshainas and the Gemara, or should he say no? So the Nesivis assumes that it's the same topic. The Ksois and Nesivis, they assume it's the same. The Machloik is the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Paschal like Rav or Rapapa, or the Paschal like Rav, is not only a Machloik is Benegir to Shoel Chai Beyonsen, it's a Machloik is by Shamachinam Chai Bepshia, Shamasocha is Chai Benegir Aveda, everything is the same Shalom. Whenever you have the Chiyube Shoimrim, do you say that when later on the Geneva occurs, or the Pshia occurs, it's a glory Muslim Afreya that he really became Mechuyev to pay when he started the Shmira, when he was Mekabel Shmira on himself? Or do you say, no, Chiyev to pay is Chal when he does the Pshia, or the Chiyev to pay is Chal when the Gneva Abeda occurs? He's a little bit negligent over there. So they assume that it's the same Achlex. I mentioned yesterday there's room to distinguish between the two. The Shoel is very different. Shoel, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama in the first perek, whether Shaman or Shoel, or ain't Shaman or Shoel. So there's a Svara, I'm not going to say, it'll take too much time to say over the Gemara, but there's room to say that by Shoel is different from Shamachinim is Chayiv, Amshir, Shamasocha, Gnev, Aveda. It's his Pikodin, it belongs to the Mafkid, and I accept the responsibility. Shoel is Chay Beyonsen, the Gemara seems to have a Svara to say, if an Einus will occur, the reason why I'm Chayiv is because it's considered Shali Nenas. It's mine. The Einus occurred to I took it, and Kol Hanoa Shaloi. So if an Einus will occur, we'll consider it as if I bought it. So only by Onsen, Shoel Chayiv Beyonsen, there you have two versions in the Gemara. Machlokes, Rabba disagrees with the Rapapa, Rabba holds, possibility that Rabba disagrees with the Rapapa, and Rabba holds that the Chayiv to pay, if Lebesof an Einus will occur, I say, Gloil Milsalam Afreya, the Shoel was Konit. At the time that he made the Mashiach, he made a Kinyan on it, and he's Chayiv to pay the value that it was worth at the time of the Kinyan. But if a Shamachinam will be Posher, Shamasach will have a Gneiv Aveda, no one says that it's Shaloi, that it belonged to him. It's not his, it belongs to the Mafkid. What's the value of the object? You see, it's not only nafkamina. The Gemara is only talking, pinpointing when is the moment of Chiyuv Chal. It's relevant for Kamlei B'Dirabine, it has to be B'Yidna. It's relevant for collecting from the Yorshim Nishtab D'Hanachosim. If Nishtab D'Hanachosim, when the Shoel was alive, and then the Shoel dies later on, so if Nishtab D'Hanachosim, then you can collect from the Yorshim. If it wasn't Nishtab D'Hanachosim until the Einus occurred after he died, so then you can't collect from the Yorshim. So that's the two nafkaminas that the Gemara has to pinpoint what moment is the Chiyuv Mamon Chal. The Ktzais and the Nesivis talk about a third nafkamina. When is the Chiyuv to pay? When is the Chiyuv? You want to pinpoint when is the Chiyuv Pshia? When is the Chiyuv Gnev Aveda Chal? How much does he have to pay? What if the animal was worth $1,000 at the time that I borrowed the animal? Or at the time that I took the animal as a Shamachinim, as a Shamasachar? And then the value of animals goes up or goes down. And that at the time that the Einus occurred, or the time that the Gneiv Aveda, or the Pshia occurred, the animal is worth more, the animal is worth less. How much does the Shoel have to pay? Does he pay the value of the animal at the time that he made the Mashiach? If the Chiyuv is Chal B'Shas Mashiach, then he pays the value that it was worth at the time of Mashiach. But if he say the Chiyuv is not Chal B'Shas Mashiach, it's Chal B'Shas Gneiv Aveda, B'Shas Pshia, B'Shas Onsen, then he pays the value that it was worth at that time. That's the pilpul that the Ktzais and the Nesivis talk about. How much do you pay? How much do you pay? It should depend when is the Chiyuv Chal. So there's room to distinguish between the two, that this whole Machlekes, the Gemara said a possibility of a Machlekes between Rapapa and Rava, and it's Machlekes Halacha Lamais between the Ramam and the Ravid. Do we accept Rapapa that the Chiyuv to pay on sin is only when the Einus occurs? Or should we say that Rava disagrees with Rapapa, Pliga the Rapapa, he disagrees with Rapapa, he holds that the Chiyuv the pay for the onsen is chal at the time of the Mashiach, so maybe the machlokes only is by the oinus, because we say shalai nanas, it belonged to him. We say he was, if an oinus will occur later, we'll say gloi muslim affair belonged to him from the beginning. But by Shamachinim, you don't say it belonged to him. He's only chayv and pshia. Shamasoch is only chayv and gnei v'aveda. So you don't say it's a gloi muslim affair that it was his all along. Only by the shoyl chayv the onsen can you say like that. So there's room to disagree with the Ktzais and the Nesivis. They equate it. They hold that the Shaila by Shamachinim and Shamasachar is identical with the two opinions in the Gemara by the Shbi Yonson.
What about Socher then? Where does
Socher
fall into that?
Socher is a machlokes hatanoim, whether Socher is a machlokes amei rabbiuda, whether Socher is like a Shamachinim and Socher is like a Shamasachar, right? We pass kind of like a Shamas Socher.
To say the idea that the Shoal is different because when Onis happened to become his, isn't the Socher more along the lines of that, that he's a ball over it?
No, but if an Onis occurs, he doesn't have to pay. Socher only pays Shia, possibly Gnei Abed also, but he doesn't pay Onis. So you can't say that it's considered as if it's his. If it's considered as if it's his, it should be Chai Beyonson also. Socher is not, no. Only Shoal, only Shoal. So that's room to disagree with the tzois and the nesivos. Okay. Shad would be like this. See, the Muki Yosef had this fantastic chiddush that the Rambam quoted Lalacha. The guy was an arsonist. He made a fire, b'mezid or b'shoigeg. Let's say he made a barbecue on Thursday night, whatever. And then it burns down the whole city. It's burning for 3 days. And then he got a heart attack half an hour after he made the fire. He got a heart attack and he died already. So the Nebuchadnezzar said a chiddush that whatever follows, any hefsid moment, any hefsid that follows, we consider it if igloi muslim afred that nishtab the hanachosim for the act of arson that he did, of an initial act when he made the barbecue, the chiv to pay was already at that time, even though the hefsid didn't occur till way later. He says, no, since he did the maisa hefsid, so it's considered as if he did the whole hefsid at that time. So what would you say over here? Let's say, Hashemer Chinam is Poshea. Shamachinam is watching. I go away for the summer. So yes, summer, please watch the house. No one should walk off with the piano. No one should walk off with the silver. So the guy leaves the door open. He never locks the door. How often does it happen? Someone tries the door. No one ever tries it. So a month after, he leaves the door open the whole summer. So a month after, he goes on vacation. I'm in Eretz Yisrael, he goes on vacation to the mountain. He's not watching at all. A month after he did the pshia of leaving the door open, a ganav comes and he empties out the whole house. So when would you say the chiyuv to pshia? Shemachinim is chayv pshia, has to pay for everything that's missing. So when, if you want to pinpoint the chiyuv, the moment of chiyuv, when is it? Do you say the moment of chiyuv is when he was pshia? That was the beginning of the month, or no? For a whole month, nothing happened. No one tried the door. No one tried to get into the apartment. After a month of leaving the door open, finally his pshia paid off, and the ganav just walked into the house and he emptied everything out and he cleaned me out. So when is the chiyuv on the part of the shamachinam chal to pay? When is he mechuyev to pay? So one opinion, the tzois and the nesivos said, there's an opinion from the time that he agreed to serve as a shamer. If you hold that Robert disagrees with Rapop, Mishas Meshichahu dis Chaye beyond Seho. So I thought that it's only onset by the Shoel. And the Tzos and the Sivis think that it even applies to Shemachina for Pshia, Shemesach, Vegenei, Vaveda. So according to them, there would be an opinion that from the moment that he accepted the Shmira, even though he wasn't Pashir till later, let's say the first month he left the door locked, the second month, the Shemachinim leaves the door open, and then after the second month, the ganav walks off with everything. So the Ksois and the Sivis thought that there would be an opinion that Nishtab the Hanachasim from the Tchilas Kabbalas Hashmira. But let's say you don't hold like that. Let's say we're not going to accept that opinion. We're only going to say the Chiyav is Chal later. What do you mean later? Later means at the beginning of the month when he left the door open and he walked away, the act of Pshir that he did? Or no, from the time that the ganav walked off with all of the things. So Tosis writes on our Gemara. Tosis writes on our Gemara. The bottom Tosis on the daf. Yeshloimar, if the father borrowed a behemoth, and he never told the children that the behemoth was not his, and the father died, so they sat shiva, and then they were hungry, so they have a behemoth in the backyard, so they shech the behemoth and they eat it up. Then they discovered that the behemoth didn't belong to the father. So Tosis interprets in the Gemara is a little unclear, so Tosis says, Poshe Pshat in the Gemara, the father is considered as a Pasher. He should have told all of his friends and his neighbors, this animal is not mine, it's only a Shaul, Shaul Etzli, And after I die, make sure that you give it back to the rightful owner. So because the father, while he was alive, never told anybody, the children are there. The children live in, they didn't move to South Africa. The children live right in the same home with the father. So because the father was Peshe, never told the children. So that's why after the father dies, they didn't know. So they tafchu shachtu v'yachlu. They ate up the animal. The Taisa says, the chiyuv to pay, the father's chiyuv to pay, for even if the father's just a shamachinam, even if the father's only a shamachinam, is chayv in pshia. So the chiyuv to pay sets in from the time he was Peshe, even though the hezek didn't happen yet. The hezek happens after the father died. The children shecht it, and then they eat it after the father died. But since it's the father's fault, he was Peshe, should have told them while he was alive, Yeshleima, the Hassam, Taisa said, the last two lines on the Amid. Hassam, Pasha Boha'av. The father was a Pasha, Shehoyel Alam, the Bonham, Shehinu Shalai. Hilchach Nechayim Pasha Bo. When it's Chayim Bo, Bo, it's a Shoah.
It's a Shoah, right.
Right, so the Gemara had two opinions. One opinion was that by Shoyel, the Chayim Bonson sets in from the time he borrowed the animal, that's a month before he died. Yeah. Month before he died. So even if you don't accept that, even if you don't accept the Nishtab da Anachosim from the time Mishas Mishichu Dizchai Beyonseo, but Taisa says, what's the alternative? So the alternative is not from Mishas Yitzim and Oilam. No, not from the time that they ate it up. The alternative is Mishas Hapshia. So the father was Pesheya before he died. He should have told the children. He knows he's about to die. He's sick, getting sick, and sick as he knows he's going to drop dead. He didn't tell anybody. The behemoth is Sha'ul Etzloy. He should have told the family that this is not my behemoth. Make sure you give it back to the rightful owner. So the father didn't tell anybody. That was an act of Pshia Mechayim. Even though the Hepsid, the Hezek, only occurred after the father died, because they didn't know, so they shecht it and they ate it. So that's when that's Yishas Yitzim in Olam. So Taisa says, the Chiyav, we're pinpointing when is the moment of Chiyav. So Taisa says, the moment of Chiyav is from the time the father did the Pshia. The Pshia may turn out to be that nothing is going to happen because of the Pshia, but if something does happen, I say, Gloy Muslim Afriya, the Chiyav was Chal Mishas Pshia. That sounds like the Namukhi Yosef. He says, the guy puts a torch to the house, either B'mezid or B'shegik, he made a barbecue, whatever, and then the fire is burning for 3 days and it makes a hepsid of $1 million, and the man who made the hepsid moment got a heart attack a half an hour after he made the fire and he died. He's not alive and the whole hepsid occurs. So the Mukiyosa says, nonetheless, Nishtab the Hanachasim from the time that he did the Pshia, from the time that he did the Maisa Hezekah, from the time that he was negligent with the barbecue. So that's, Tesis sounds like that, the Mukiyosa, that it's a Gloy Milsal and Afreya, that the Chiyiv on the part of the Shoimrim, to pay if a Pshia occurs, even if you hold that by Shoel it's not Nishtab the Hanachasim Mishas Mashiachah. You hold not like that, but this for sure, Nishtab Dan Chosim Mishas Hapshia, even though the Hepsid didn't occur yet. Hepsid occurred after he died. That's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. That's an interesting idea. Tosis sounds like they're saying, like the Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah?
According to the Tzotin, if you look, they're not coming out about when we determine the value he has to pay. What does Tosin mean by Hotza Shah? When is he supposed to tell his kids?
Before he dies. Probably. By the time he dies and he's no longer in control, Kozman is alive, he's going to see to it that no one kills the animal, because it's not his, he knows it's not his animal. But the moment that he died, moment before he dies, and he didn't tell anybody. So that's the moment of Pshia. Yeah.
The reason Mukhi Yosef would not say like Tosfos, because Mukhi Yosef is talking about just like fire, maybe where his action is, that's inevitable, that's coming as a result of his action, so it goes back to when he started, versus the Shia, where not necessarily that anything is going to happen, and then
that could be. But then you're going to have a problem, how do you read the Gemara? Then we're going to have, didn't say it on their own, they got stuck in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if the father died leaving Karka, then the Mashil can collect from the Karka. Why can the mashal collect from the karka? Obviously, nishtab da hanachosim mechayim. When? And the Gemara is working with the shita. You don't say nishtab da hanachosim mishas mashicha. So when was it nishtab da hanachosim? So Tosfos says, Mishas Pshia, even though the Pshia was Mechayim, but the Yitzhiyah Min Olam, the Hefzid only occurred after the father dies, when the children Shechted Naidah. So that's a Chiddush. You're right. It could be that that the Mukiyasi wouldn't agree with Taisus. We'll have to figure out a different Pshat than the Gemara. Okay? That's an interesting Pshat what Taisus has in the Gemara. What does the Gemara tell the story? Amar Rava, what's Rava's din here? Right in the middle of the Yomad, Lama Dalan Amar. Amar Rava, Inech Lam Avim Para Sheulo. The father borrowed a para for a month. Father dies after 2 weeks. And the children know that it's a para shula. Do they have the right to hold on to it till the end of the month and use it or not? So that's Rava's Chiddush. Mishtam Shimbo Kol Yemei She'elosa. The children know that it's a para shula. And they know the father borrowed it to use it for a month. So they yarshin everything that the father had. Whatever real estate, whatever karka, whatever metaltalim, if somebody owes money to the father, let's say someone owes money because the father lent the money, someone owes money to the father because he was mazik the father, any one of the chiyuvi mammon, someone bought merchandise from the father. So when a person dies, all of his assets go b'yerusha to the yorshim, whether karka, metaltalim, or chiyuvim, and schusei mammon also. A shoyl has the schus to use the chefetz ha-sheilo, calls man ha-sheilo. So if the shoyl dies, so the yorshim get that birusha. They get any schus mammon that the father had, goes birusha to the yorshim. What do you say? What do you say?
It's not
the case. Schus bita. I mean, the father has the ability to sell his daughter as a mohevriya until she becomes a gdoila. So the father dies and the daughter is only six, so you don't say that the brothers have the right to sell the sister, right? The Gemara says that not. That's chus mamon, not. Yeah.
Not like if they owe the knas, right?
I mean, if someone wants to honestly father's daughter, and then the father dies. Yeah, so it goes birusha to the children, yeah. The Gemara has a discussion with the marish knas lebanav, eight on the marish knas lebanav. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Taisus had a discussion. What exactly is a discussion? Whether that's in the next parak. Okay, we'll have to learn that. Whether other marish knas lebanav or not. But the klal in the Gemara is that any schus mammon that the marish had goes birusha to the yorshim. The yorshim take over. So the father had this schus mammon. He has a right to use the animal till the end of lamed yemei she'ela. So the father dies in the middle. So the yorshim have the right to use it. Are the yorshim chay b'yonsin? If an oinus occurs after the father died. If an oinus occurred, there's an earthquake and the parah gets swallowed up and you can't retrieve it. The parah disappeared. So if the earthquake occurred while the father was alive, he was a shoyl. A shoyl is chay b'yonsin. If the earthquake occurs after the father died, so the father's dead. So he's not mechuyev. But it's a chiddush. I would have thought that nishtabdu hanachasim mishas meshicha. So Rabbi sounds like he says, lo nishtabdu hanachasim. That the Gemara is going to have two versions. What if the father who died left karka? And the oinus occurred, the earthquake occurred after the father died. Father borrowed a para, he's chai b'yonsin, and nishtab the hanachot, he has karka. The father dies, and after the father dies, an earthquake occurs, and an oinus occurs, and the para swallowed up. So the Gemara has two versions. How do you read that line? Rabbi says, if the father left karka, we say nishtabdu hanachasim and chayavim neshalim. The yorshim have to pay. The yorshim hamuchiv have to pay. Even though there's no milva b'shtariu, it's a milva b'alpeh. Milva b'alpeh is gavim and yorshim, ain't a gavim and alakuchas. That's the din. Doesn't have to be a milva b'shtar to collect from yorshim. To collect from alakuchas has to be a milva b'shtar. But to collect from yorshim, milva b'alpeh also collects. So that's what the Gemara had two lashonos when Rava made the comment. If nichlem achrais nachasim, if the father left karka, then we say nishtab da nachasim. Does that only go on the sefer case? Does it even go on the resha case? So if you say that Rava paligadera papa, he disagrees, and he holds that the shul becomes chayv b'yonsin from what moment on? From the moment of meshicha. So even if the yoinus occurs, the earthquake occurs after the father died, it's a gloy milson my friend, shtab the hanachosim, from the time the father made the meshicha. So then you're saying Rav is in disagreement with Rav Papa. And half of the Rishonim passing like that. The other Rishonim saying, no, Rav doesn't disagree with Rav Papa. When Rav said If he nichlem abiyah machreis nechasim nishtab na nechasim, that goes on the safer case. What was the safer case? If the yorshim tothchua v'yachlua, after the father died, the yorshim went and they shechted it and they ate it. So the din is that the yorshim are not chai b'yonsin. Even though they have the right to use it, the yarshin from the father, the yarshin, all the schus emamen that the father had. So the father had a schus emamen, he has a right to use the animal for the next 30 days without paying any rental. Because the mashal lent it to him b'chinam. So that schus to reuse it without paying goes b'irusha. But the chi of onsen, that doesn't go b'irusha. The father was chai b'yonsen, the yarshim never accepted the chi of onsen. It fell into their lap that they yarshin the schus from the father. So they only yarshin the schus, but they don't yarshin the chiyuv. So that's what it says. Enichlem parashu the mishtam shvo kali meisha alos meisa. If it's going to die, if it's going to be an earthquake, and the poor is going to get swallowed up, ein chayavim biyonsa. The yarshim are not chay biyonsin. There's no halacha because they're using the poor b'torah she'elo. So therefore, they're chay biyonsin. They never won mekabel she'elo. It fell into their lap birusha. So they only yarshin the schus imam and they don't yarshin the chiyuv. So if an oinus will occur, they won't be mechuyev to pay. So then one version had it, if nichlem achrayis nechasim, then they will have to pay. Because already nishtabna nechasim ishas meshicha. The other version had it, no. Even if nichlem avim achrayis nechasim, they won't have to pay if the oinus occurs later. But if the father was posheya, and they shechted it, so the father was Pashem Echayim. The last few minutes of his life, he should have told someone. By the end of his life, he should have notified people that this parah is not his. And he didn't, because he didn't notify anybody, this led clearly to the fact that the Yerushim thought they got the Yerusha, so they're going to have a whole fleshy meal. So they shechted it, Tavchu v'yachlua. So then they'll be mechuyev to pay because of the father's Pshiyah. So then, if hinichlem aviyah machrais nachasim, if the father left karka, we say nishtabda hanachasim mishas hapshia. You don't say nishtabda hanachasim mishas yitzia min oilam, mishas hepsid. You say nishtabda hanachasim mishas hapshia, and the pshia was mechaim, while the father was still alive. What if loy nichlem aviyah machrais nachasim? Father left no karka. Metalta liyasim loy mishtabda lemachayim. So you can't collect. You can't collect from the Yorshim because of any chiyuvim that the father had. He only left metalkim, he didn't leave karka. But they went ahead and they ate it up, lachamisa. So then Rava says, Mishalmim de meibasa bizo. If kisvurim shalabim hu, they thought the animal, the poor, belonged to their father. Utvachu biachlua, and they went ahead and they shechted it and they ate it. So Rava says, Mishalmim de meibasa bizo. How much is de meibasa bizo? So Rashi tells you to look in Bava Basra Kuf Mem Vav and Mebeis. The Mem Basra Bizal means they pay 2/3. Let's say such an animal would sell for $500, so they have to pay 2/3 of the $500. What is that all about? So Rashi said that's a din of Mashanenis. You have to pay Mashanenis. What kind of a din is Mashanenis? I think we spoke a little bit about Mashanenis. Mashanenis is a Mishnah in Bava Kama. In the second paragraph of Bava Kama, the din is Hashem Beregel, is only Chai B'chotzra Nizik. It says, a beer b'stei acher. Ki yavah rish zodo akerim. V'shilach has beer, a beer b'stei acher. My beer, my behemah, goes in and nibbles, it ate up everything in your backyard. My behemah is rolling on the grass in your backyard to have a good time, is rolling around, and it destroyed everything that was growing there. So I made a hezek, I'm responsible for the hezek of the Hashem Beregel. So the Chumash says, Shem Beregel is on the Chai B'chatzer HaNizik. If the Behemah made a Hezek, Shem Beregel, B'shul Sarab, you're not Chai. But let's say you left your tub of ice cream in the middle of the B'shul Sarab. My Pora likes the finer things in life. So my Pora goes in the B'shul Sarab, eats up the whole tub of ice cream. So the animal is full, I don't have to pay for supper tonight. The tub of ice cream costs, let's say, $20. I would pay for hay, $5. I would pay $5 for hay. If I want to reward my behemoth, some ice cream is on sale. So if it's on sale for less than it normally costs, I'm not going to pay $20 to make my animal happy, to put the animal a good mood. I'm going to pay $20 for a tub of ice cream. But if it be on sale, 1/3 off, I would consider it. I would buy the ice cream for the animal. It should be in a happy mood. It should sing while it's doing the work, and it should do the work faster. It should do better work. Okay. So that's called Mashanenis. Shemir ego, b'shusa rabim is not chai mitam shemir ego, but it's chai Mashanenis. I have to pay. I don't pashtus it, I would have paid $5 for hay. I wouldn't buy any ice cream at all, so I don't pay any of the $20. So Rashi says, not exactly. If I would have been, you have to judge, if I would have been prepared to pay, if the ice cream would be at a discount, I would be prepared to pay $10 for the ice cream instead of $20. I have to pay $10 as opposed to only paying $5, the value of the hay that I would have fed the animal for supper. So what's the Yisrael Adin of Mashanenis? What do you have to pay? If the Chumash says, the beer is the acher, that Shemver Egel B'shus HaRabim is Potim, only Chai B'shus HaNizik. What kind of din is Mashanenis? So the Ketzai Sacheshin has a very brief comment. Usually the Ketzai has a whole essays. Here it's a short answer. No essay. He just quotes a Chubas HaRashba, that even though the Chob Dalar Ovis Nizikin, you have to pay me Meitav, but Mashanenis you only pay from Beinanis. Why Beinanis? Why don't you pay Edis? Because it's like a balchayiv. If I lend you $100,000, you have to pay back. That's not listed among the obvious nezikim. You owe me the money because my money got bach. You have my $100,000, you have to pay back. So in balchayivis, you don't collect from edis, you only collect from beinanis. Mikradin, there are different opinions in the Gemara. Mikradin, we paskan balchayiv collects from ziburis. And it's been the rabbanu that we elevated it to beinanis. So here it's also, Mashanenis says, Mamoini Gabach, your cow doesn't have to eat any supper tonight because your cow ate up the whole tub full of ice cream. So you saved yourself $5 on the supper. So even though the ice cream that your cow ate was worth $20, you don't have to pay Mitam Shemberegel because Shemberegel Bishus Rab Miz Pater. But you have to pay Mashanenis. You have $5 worth of my food in your cow's belly. You have $20 worth, but you're not nana from the extra $15. Maybe if the ice cream would have been on sale, it would have been sold instead of the $20, you would be willing to pay $10 if you would take if people know it, that's the minig ha'olam, that they would be willing to pay for more expensive food to make their cows happy, a certain amount more. So maybe it's my money got bought to the extent of $10 worth. That they may bust of his own. But the chiyuv to pay Mashanenis is not b'toras nezikin. You're mechuyev to pay because my money got bach. You're saving $5. You don't have to buy supper for your cow because your cow has my ice cream in the belly. So the ice cream in your cow's belly is being mahana you. Mashanenis to the extent either of $5 or $10. Not to the full extent of $20. Only Mashanenis to the extent of $5 or one-third discounted, whatever. That's the Yisrael Adin of Mashanenis. So that's what... That's where Rabbi concludes. If the father left karka, as opposed to metaltalim, then you can be goiver the full amount of that. You don't just pay mashanenis. In the case of tavchua v'yachlua, the yorshim shechted the animal. They did not belong to the mashal. They thought it belonged to the father. So they thought they're dividing up the yerusha. Do you want to shech the cow? They all have stakes. For supper tonight. They didn't know that it was a parah she'ula, so then they have to pay mashanenis. So what if hineach lem aviyah machrais nachasim? Then you pay the full amount. So that's what Tosis interprets. Why? Because the father did an act of pshia before he died, and even though the pshia only led to a hezek after he died, namely the yorshim tavchua v'yachlua, but the chiyuv to pay when a shomer is posheya, the chiyuv to pay isn't chal at the time that the pshia takes effect. If a pshia leads up to a hefsed mammon, the shomer left the door open, but the ganavim didn't come till a month later. They could have come at the beginning of it. They didn't realize. They didn't try the door. If they would have tried at the beginning of the month, would have been able to empty out the whole house then. So if they cleaned out the house after a month, so Tosis claims that's a chiddush. It's a gloy milsal afreya that the chiyav on the part of the shomer to pay for the pshia was chal mishas hapshia, not mishas hefsed. So that's why hineach lem aviyah machrais nechasim, then the mashal will collect from the karka. Big chidushim in the Gemara. Okay, all the halachas are very fascinating. So the Gemara explains that there are two versions of Rava. The Ikin Masnin La Reisha, Ikin Masnin La Sefer. Does he disagree with Rapapa? He holds that the Shoel Chai Bionsin, the moment of Chiyav is the Shas HaMashicha. Oh no, the moment of Chiyav is not the Shas HaMashicha, but rather the Shas HaPshia. Oh, Shas when the Yonis occurs. Okay. No, that's my complaint against the Ksois and Nesivis. Ksois and Nesivis equate all the Shem. The Shemachinim is only Chayv Amshia. Shemasoch is not only Chayv Amshia, even Gerev Aveda. Shol is even Chayv Beyonsin. So they think that the two opinions in the Gemara and the Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ramban, had a Paskin, is not restricted only to a Shoel. Binigeta Onsin applies to even Shemachinim. Chayv Amshia, Shemasoch, Chayv Gerev Aveda. And I made a comment, it's not so compelling. One can easily distinguish and say, the only time there's a machloikis is by a shoel, chai b'yonsin. So there you can say, mishas mashicha, it became shalom. If in the event he won't, if later on an oinus occurs and he won't be able to return it, then we treat it as if at the time of mashicha he was koined. And that's why he's the one to suffer the loss, ko shaloi nenas. But by Shemachinim Chayv and Pshia, Shemasoch Chayv and Rav Abed, it could be that nobody would say that the Chiv is Chal Mishas Mashicha. There never was a Machlekes.
Or a Papa who said it's from Shas Onus, he was still talking about all the Shoel.
He's talking even a Shoel. He's talking, if by Shoel, so for sure all the others also. The Chiv is not Chal from the very beginning. But if you hold not like Rav Papa, that's the question. If you're going to hold that Rav disagrees with Rav Papa, so he disagrees on all the three Shomrim, on the Pshia, Negim Avaveda, and the Yonsen. Oh, no, someone disagrees with Rav Papa on the Shoel Chai B'Yonsen, but on the other two, everyone would agree to Rav Papa.
If you say like the Tzos and the Nesivos, how can you be Chai for something from when you got the object? If there was nothing then, there was no Pshia, there was no anything then.
He accepted upon himself responsibility to function as a Shomer. So a Shomer means when you accept it, it's a question, when the Shemachinim is Chayv and Pshir, Shemasoch is Chayv Gnei Vaved, is that a his Chayvist Midas? He accepted it out of his own free will? But he's saying, no. When you agree to function as a Shemachinim, the Torah imposes a Chiyav upon you, that you have to pay Pshir. That's the question. We must have spoken about it. There are two different categories of Chiyav and Mamad. There's a his Chayvist Midas. Person buys an automobile, he agrees to pay the $40,000 for the brand new automobile. Person buys a house, he agrees to pay $500,000. So that's a his chayvus midas. He borrows money, he agrees to pay the halvoil. And then you have a chiyuv that's called milvak siva batar, a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes. So that's a shayla. What's the story with the shomer? The shomer, it's implicit when he agrees to serve as a shemachinim, it's a his chayvus midas, he agrees to pay for pshia, and the shemasocher agreed to pay for gnev aveda, and the shoyl, it's a his chayvus midas. But he's saying no. If you're Shemachinim, the Torah imposes a Chiyav Pshiyah. So that's a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says the 24 Ovis Nezikin all pay Meitav. And we mentioned the Menchas Chinach Yesk, if they have such a big Zereshova, Tachas Nesini, Shalom Kesef, that covers 24 Ovis Nezikin, they all, Meitav only says by Shem Beregel. The original Pasuk only says by Shem Beregel. So we apply it to Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, and everything under the sun, including Abor Shomer. It goes over there. So if he made such a big Zereshava, it goes on all the 24 Avos Nezikin, everybody pays Meitav, so you couldn't Kratzos, you couldn't figure out to extend the Zereshava to a Loive, the Malvin Loive, why don't you also collect Meitav? So in the Gemara there was an opinion that like that, that Menatoira, the Malva has a right to collect Meitav, it's only Midirabbanon that they knocked it down from Meitav to Beinonis, all psychological consideration. And we don't accept that opinion. We pasken menator. The one opinion menator it's beninis. We don't accept that opinion either. And then the third opinion is how we pasken menator. The malva only has a right to collect from the ziburis of the loiv. It's midirabbanon that we elevated the din of the malva has a right to collect from beninis. So the Menchas Chinach asks, you made such a big zereshava tachas nesine shalom kesav, a four-way zereshava to cover all the 24 of us nezikin. So make another, stretch it out to another pasuk that a loiva should also pay meitav. Why did they insist that a loiva mikra adin we paskin? Loiva mikra adin pay ziburis. Why don't you say also, make the gzereshav a little bigger, and include a loiva? So he says, a loiva is his chayvus midas. The Chav Taralus and Zikin, what they all have in common is that the Torah imposes the Chiv moment. He didn't accept it on his own. So when the Torah imposes the Chiv, the Torah imposes to the maximum. You got to pay Meitav. Got to pay Nisan. If you accept it upon yourself, Mikra, then you can pay Zibur. You don't have to pay Meitav. So one of the 24 Ovis and Zikin, where we assume the Torah is imposing the Chiv, four of them are Shemachinim, Hashem, Nesis, Sachar, Basachar. The four Shomer, Abba Shomer. So you see the way, if you accept the Minchas Chinuch's explanation, he's assuming that over Poshut, that the Abba Shomer have to pay is not a Hischaivis Midas. You can't become a Shomer Bal Korchacha. Let's say, I leave my Gemara and I run out and I say, I'm coming back tomorrow, please watch my Gemara. You say, you don't want to watch the Gemara. You want to be a free person. You don't want to sit and watch the Gemara. So I can't force upon you that you should become a Shomer for me. I can't even force you to become a Shomer Socher. I'll say, I want you to watch my Gemara. Here's $10, watch the Gemara. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. You say, you don't want to become a Shomer Socher. You don't agree. You can't force a person to become a Shomer. But once the person agrees to become a Shomer Chinam, to become a Shomer Socher, he agrees to borrow the thing, then the halacha says, the Torah imposes a chiv. Shomer Chinam is chayv amshir. Shomer Socher is chayv in gnev avedim. There is a case. Where is a rare case that a person becomes a Shomer Bal Korchai? Shomer Avedah. Person walking in the street picks up an Aveda. He says, who lost the Aveda? And nobody speaks up. So then the Torah imposes a chiv. You have to become a Shomer. Torah says you become a Shomer. If it's a pair, a talis, a tefillin or something, something that was dropped by a Jewish person, become a Shomer Bal Korchacho. So how much of a Shomer do you become? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. But it only becomes a Shomer Chinam, because it's not being paid, it's not getting any salary for watching. So the maximum you can say the Torah imposes upon him that it becomes a Shomer Chinam. And then the Gemara has a machlekes Rabba v'Rab Yosef in Perek HaKoines, whether Shomer Aveda is only a Shomer Chinam because he's not paid money. Oh no, maybe we should declare that he has the din like a Shomer Socher. Why should I say he has the din like a Shomer Socher? So the Gemara has two versions in Perek HaKoines. The Gemara has two versions. So one version is Rachmona Shabdei. When do you say there are different kinds of shomerim? That's if you accept it upon yourself. I agree to become a shomer, so I can agree either to A, B, or C, either to become a shomer chinam, a shomer socher, or a shoyel chai b'yonson. But if the Torah is imposing a chiyuv on you, the Torah imposes to the maximum, and the maximum, it can't be chai b'yonson, you have no right to use it, it's not kol ano shalom. That's not the running. No one's going to say that the shomer aveda becomes chai b'yonson. That doesn't correspond to anything. Chiyuv onsen of the shoyel is only because kol ano shalom. The Shomer Aveda is not allowed to use the Aveda that he picks up in the street. So it's just a toss-up that the Shomer Aveda should he become a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Socher. So one version of the Gemara, Hel Rachmona Shabdei, the Torah imposes a Chiyuv. So just like the Minchas Chinuch said, when the Torah imposes a Chiyuv, so the Torah imposes from Meitav. If you accept on your own, the Mikra Din and Ziburis doesn't have to be Meitav. So here also, if the Torah imposes the Chiyuv, so then if the Torah imposes upon you that you have to become a Shomer, whether you like it or not, the Shomer Aveda, the Torah imposes that you have to become a Shomer Socher to the maximum. If you're accepting upon yourself the Shmir, if you don't agree, you don't become a Shomer, so then it depends, are you a Shomer Chinam or are you a Shomer Socher? But when the Torah imposes, then the Torah imposes to the maximum, you become a Shomer Socher. That's one Lashon that the Gemara has. Hol v'rachmona shabdei. Then the Gemara has another Lashon, which in Bav Metzia, the end of Bav Metzia, when the Gemara quotes this machleg is Rabbi v'Rab Yosef, whether the Shomer Aveda is Dinik and Shomer Chinam or Dinik and Shomer Socher, so the Gemara there doesn't have two explanations. The Gemara only has one explanation. That's what led the Arsameach to have a historical suggestion that maybe this line in the Gemara that says, Hol v'Rachmona Shabdei, the logic for Rav Yosef declaring that the Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher is because Rachmona Shabdei. See, he thinks that this was added by the Rabbana Savaray. That's not really the real reason for Rav Yosef. The real reason is what it says in Bav Metzia and what it says here, the other Lashon. That what? Pruta de Rav Yosef. That's the famous expression, Pruta de Rav Yosef. What is Pruta de Rav Yosef? Tosis over here quotes it. The little Tosis Mesa, Ein Chayavim Beyonson. The Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Bav Metzia. When a person agrees to become a Shomer Chinam, I'd say, where else does a... You ask me, could you please watch your Gemara? So I said, I'll be happy to watch your Gemara. So you ask me, And then you say, how much do you want me to pay you to watch the Gemara? I say, you don't have to pay me anything. We're good friends. I'll watch the Gemara. So that's a Shem Echina. If I say, yeah, I want you to pay me a dollar, then I become a Shem Estach. Yeah. So there's a situation where the Torah imposes upon me to become a Shemer. That's by Shemer Avedim, when I pick up the Avedim. Then there's another situation. The Torah didn't impose it upon me, but it's self-understood that I'm becoming a Shemer. Let's say I have a cleaning service. I clean suits, I clean shirts. So you leave the shirt by me, you leave the suit by me, and you pick it up 2 days later, it's going to be clean, it's going to be pressed, everything's going to be nice. So when you leave it by me, you're not able to watch over it. So it's implicit, self-understood, that I'm accepting upon myself to become a shamer. Because it's not tachas yotcha anymore. Kol zman is tachas yotcha, so you're watching your property. When you give it to me to do some aloche, and you're not there, you're not going to sit in the cleaning shop the whole time while I'm cleaning it. You're going home, we made up. Come back on Monday, I'm going to have it ready for you. So that's, I don't become a shemachina bal korchi, but it's implicit, it's self-understood. If it's not tachas yotcha anymore, it's tachas yodi, so I'm agreeing to become a shemachina. So then the Gemara has a discussion. You're paying me to clean the suit, to tailor the suit, to clean the suit. So it's self-understood, I become a shemachina. Maybe it should be self-understood, I should become a shemachina. Why? But the money that you pay me is for the work that I'm doing. You're not paying me for the shmirah. Shemesacha means you pay me to do shmirah. Here I'm doing the shmirah for nothing. So Gemara says no. There's a concept. That's what Tosfos is alluding to. The little Tosfos. Meis ein chayavim beyond seho. So the Tosfos is alluding to a Gemara in Bar Metzia. Hol venene mehane. Let's say the pruta de Rabbi Yosef. What did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef claims the shem Raveda is a Shem Esochar. Why? The Torah imposes upon him, it becomes a Shem Bal Korchai. And if you don't specify, he's not getting any money, so why should he become a Shem Esochar? Why should you say he becomes a Shem Esochar? So the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef's explanation. There's a din of Isaac ben mitzvah, potam and mitzvah, so when I'm going to be busy, let's say, I found your jacket. So every couple of days I have to shake out the jacket to make sure it doesn't get if I'm going to leave it in the closet with other clothes, it may get smelly. It may get because it doesn't. It's not exposed to fresh air. So every couple of days, I have to shake it out. So while I'm shaking out your jacket, I'm doing the work that I'm supposed to do. B'toras al Shabbos Aveda. If an ani comes and asks me for a nedove, I won't be mechuyev to give him the nedove because I'm oisik b'mitzvah, potter min hamitzvah. I'm busy doing al Shabbos Aveda, so I'll be potter from giving a pruta to the ani. So since I'm gaining, I may theoretically gain a pruto by taking care of the Hashavas Aveda. So that's what the Gemara calls Ho Venene Mehane. Hashem Echinim is elevated to the level of Hashem Esochar. He's not paid to watch it. He's watching it for nothing. But if he gains, if he may stand to gain something, the Gemara has like this. Let's say, I leave my clothes by the cleaner and I'm going to pay him money for altering the trousers and to fixing it and everything and for cleaning it. I'm going to pay him money. I'm not paying him money to watch. He watches for nothing. But I'm going to owe him, let's say, $20 because he's going to alter, he's going to fix everything. And what does he do if I never come and pick up the suit and I'm never going to pay him the $20? So he'll hold on to the suit. He'll sell it to someone else for $20. He'll sell it to someone else with some amount of money. So since he's holding on to it as a mashkin to make sure that he collects the $20 that I agreed to pay him for cleaning and altering it, so that's what the Gemara uses a lashon hol venene mehane. The uman, the cleaner who's holding on to my suit, is happy he's gaining something out of it. He can hold on to the shirt that he's cleaning or the suit that he's altering, he can hold on to it as a mashkin to make sure that he's going to collect the $20 that I agreed. That's what he told me. It's going to cost $20 for doing all the work on the suit. So since he's happy now, so it's self-understood that he agrees not only to become a shemachinam, he agrees to become a shemachinam. That's called hol benenem mahane. There's a din master shemachinam lias chai b'gnei v'aveda. Shemachinam normally is only chai v'mpshiyam. What if the shemachinam says, I'll agree to watch you for nothing, and I'll even accept upon myself to be chayv b'gnei v'aveda. So the Mishnah says, Masan Hashem Mechinim, is chayv b'gnei v'aveda. You can agree to become a chuyev on a higher level than what the Torah imposes. So this is self-understood. Whenever you have a person who's a Hashem Mechinim, but he's gaining out of the fact that he's functioning as a Hashem Mechinim, he's gaining something by it, or he may stand to gain. So then we say, since he stands to gain a little bit, so that makes him into a Hashem Mesochar. Not only is a Hashem Mesochar, if the owner of the Pikodin is paying him a salary for watching, even if he's gaining as a side point, he's gaining something, so Mahana, he agrees to serve as a Hashem Mesochar. So that's what Tosis has over here. Meisna, the little Tosis, if the father dies, the Yorshim have a right to use the behema that Shu'ula till the end of the month, because father dies, all the assets that he has, all the karka, all the metalkalim, any schus mom that he has goes birusha to the children. And this is also a schus mom, and he has a right to use the pora Shu'ula till the end of the 30 days. But just because they have a right to use it doesn't mean that they're chayav beonset. They never accepted, they never agreed to be a shoyl. But Taisus says, they know it's barren. Let's say then the animal is barren. So Taisus says, but it's self-understood. They're going to be using it for the next... Father died in the middle of the month. They have the right to use it for another 2 weeks, till the end of the month. They know it's not theirs. They know that Shula, the father, had borrowed it from someone else. So it's self-understood. They certainly become a Shemachina, because it's no longer Tachas Yad Hamashil. The real owner doesn't have a Tachzad. He can't watch over it. It's self-understood, since it's Tachas Yad HaYorshim, self-understood, the father was Chai Bionson, the father agreed to function as a Shem, the father's Chai Bionson, but the father died, so the only thing that goes to be rushed to the children is the schus to use it for the next 2 weeks, but the chiyuv to pay if an oinus will occur, they never accept it upon themselves, but it's Tachas Yadam, they have the right to use it, the owner doesn't have it, so the children are certainly going to be Shemachina. The Taisus jacks it up. They think not only will the Yorshim have the status of a Shemachinam, because Tachas Yodam, and the right owner, the real owner, doesn't have the ability to watch it. Taisus thinks they're even Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. Why? Well, V'Nenem Mehana. Since they gain out of using it, they're gaining something. Have the right to use it for the next 2 weeks, till the end of the Shloshim Yom of the She'elo. So that's the din. Really, they're Shemachinam. But it's like Masna Shemachim, Lios Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. Hov and Nenem Ahan. Yeah.
Very well, why don't you say, because Kolana Shaloi, that there should be a Shaloi. Kolana Shaloi.
Kolana Shaloi is only if he borrowed it, if he agreed to be a Shaloi. Here they never agreed to be a Shaloi. I don't think there is such a din. Kolana Shaloi is automatically a Shaloi. No. The Gemara is explaining, why does the halacha say shoyl chayav b'yonsim? Because kala noshla. They never agreed to be a shoyl. They didn't borrow it. They yarshin from the father the right to use it. It is kala noshla. They got that birusha. But they never agreed to serve as a shoyl. You can't make him a shoyl bal korchai. Hashem Mechinim, he does become bal korchai. Like the Shem Raveda. I have the item. I know it doesn't belong to me. And it's self-understood. I have to watch it. The Shem Aveda has to watch it. That's part of the Chiv HaShavas Aveda. See here also. I have the right to use it, and the real owner doesn't have it. So true, it's Kol Anar Shali, but I never agreed to serve as a Shoyl. So Taisus says, a Shemachinim he becomes. And he's a Shemachinim, Taisus is Mechadish, a Shemachinim is Chayv and Gnei Vaveda. Sometimes a Shemachinim doesn't become a Shemachar, he's Chayv B'Gnei Vaveda because Hol V'Nenem Mahana. It's like Master Shemachinim. The Mishnah Lamelech has in one place on the Rambam in Hilchas Sheila Pikodin. He quotes one of the Achrayim, one of the Sfaradish, always quotes Sfaradish Achrayim. Mishnah Lamelech was a Sfaradish Goyim. So he quotes one of the Sfaradish Achrayim that there's a difference between a Shemesocher, Chai B'nei V'Aveda, and a Shemachinim, who's Hol B'nei Mahana, is also Chai B'nei V'Aveda, based on Hol B'nei Mahana. He thinks that there's a difference. Okay, it's a little complicated. So that's what Tosis comments on the Gemara. They think in this case, the Yorshim become a Shemachina, and then it's a Shemachina who would be Chayv and Gnei V'Aveda. Okay, fine. Tomorrow maybe we'll have a break. We'll learn in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. And then Blineta Sunday we'll go weiter with Tana de Bechizkiel. There's a Tosis in Bava Kama, Ramanheim at Aleph.